Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with the Wolf Gorlach. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at a new old technique for ransomware. So, back in the day, back when I was young, right, I got hit up with a lot of these like pyramid schemes, right? Just buy this really expensive product and you'll get rich by selling it to your friends. You know? Or sign up for this awesome business opportunity where you're an entrepreneur and you will make all the money if you convince other people to send them to. Those types of things. Now, thankfully, these days, not so much. I don't know, that's maybe I'm old, maybe I'm no longer prime pyramid scheme material. Or maybe people are getting smarter. But pyramid schemes have been around for a long time. And the tip to you is, look at these old type of scams and consider how they may play out and the new type of attacks. Exactly what we're seeing today with a thing called popcorn time. I like popcorn, and I really wish I had more time. But popcorn time is not very fun. Popcorn time is this new variant of ransomware. So here's the thing. Here's how it works. Your box gets infected. That's the normal way of ransomware. And they ask you for money, and you give them money. Problem is, can be difficult to infect a lot of boxes. It can be difficult to run a good, effective phishing campaign. People are getting a little bit smarter. Boxes are getting a little more patched. Security is raising. And so some of these ransomware providers are looking for new ways, right? New old days, new social engineering techniques, what have you. Popcorn Time realized that the key to all this is trust. It's a network of trust. That's what conmen have been exploding forever. That's what is behind pyramid schemes since the dawn of the pyramid or something. But so this is the way Popcorn Time works. They infect you somehow. And they say, pay us a Bitcoin. And you're like, I don't have a Bitcoin. That's really expensive now that the dollar is fluctuating. They're like, no worries. You have an alternative. If you infect a certain number of your friends by sending them, you know, malicious files or getting them to click on something or install this, if you infect a certain number of your friends with this ransomware, we will give you the key and unlock you. It's a scary thought. So now, in the past, you had to look for, you know, all the telltales of, you know, spam, right? Misspellings, wrong emails, those type of things. But if you did that and you were patched, you're probably pretty safe. Today, with something like this, now every email from a friend, well, probably not a good friend. Let's hope it's not a good friend. You've got to worry about, is this infected, right? Is this something that that can whack me? Of course, this is arguably targeted primarily at the consumer space. I know most people watch this video are in the enterprise space. But I did think it was an interesting trend, and I did think it was a case in point in how attackers take classic techniques, classic ways of exploiting the human condition, and roll it into new technologies. So as we think about our controls and think about what we need to do to protect ourselves, having an eye in the past is the way to do it. All right, so got a good story for me? Someone that you would send ransomware to? Hit me up in comments or social media. Have a good one. Bye.